Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week, and hello to the weekend. I didn't step on that there. I just did the best I could. But I have to point it out, otherwise how else would people know? Of course.
That's fair.
In a bit of a reversal of a show guest today, Jared is the only one out of the main group of friends.
Surprise.
To make it.
But you never thought you'd see the day.
Yeah. And Kirstie is here?
Yeah.
Saying words sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all do that.
Cleaning though. My glasses.
I know.
My glasses.
But no one knows. She wears glasses. Shit. For people who don't know, I mean, it is theater.
Shocker.
I have a face.
If you're
going to
clean your
radio.
Glasses, you got to do a little. And we're also joined by my mother in the studio.
Hey there.
But who knows for how long?
No idea.
You gonna power through this whole thing?
Might be my bedtime soon. Who knows?
I thought your bedtime was like 10 on the dot. That's what it's been for a while.
That's what it's been for a while.
You have 23 minutes.
Okay, I'll be here for at least 23 minutes. Yay! It is the weekend, though, even though my brain doesn't realize that, so we'll
it's
see.
True. How much of a weekend are we going to have, though? Because we're all going to get snowed in, and we're all going to have to eat each other. Donner Party 2.0, but statewide. It's not Donner Party.
I was going to make a sexual joke, but then I remembered your mom was in the room, and then I also remembered that your grandparents listened to the show, so I stopped.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah. So what do we call it when it's beyond Donner Rave?
Yes.
It's an entire state, so
the whole area.
Yeah. Everybody keep a spare dog around with you.
Get beans and rice. I guess Safeway and Camus has been horrible.
Because they're out of beans and rice?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What? Shit.
No, there's just a lot of people.
Right. If you need rice, I have a 20-pound bag.
We
in the
do
freezer.
Too.
Good heavens, why?
Brene and
free
Stacey.
Stuff. Yeah.
Free stuff.
Every once in a while, I get free stuff from work because we make machines that take things and stack them.
Yeah.
And we need to borrow some things in order to make sure that the things can be stacked. So when we don't need the things anymore, the things are given away. And
say things one more time.
Sometimes the things are bags
things.
Of rice. Or crackers, or beans, or both. We got beans and rice.
So. Whoa. Yeah.
Every once in a while, there's like soda.
And sometimes
yeah,
there's
my dad soda. Likes the soda. I don't really, it's weird.
They had Faygo Cola one time, actually.
I gave ours away for
what
Halloween.
Are they, Juggalos?
Nice.
I don't
oh
know.
God,
I think there
we
might
don't get anybody,
be
but
a Columbia Palletizer at the Festival of the Juggalos. I wouldn't put it past them. Somehow they make enough money that they were able to buy one of these things. Do you know of Juggalos?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, no.
What is that?
She doesn't need to go down that journey. She doesn't need to walk that path.
It's a path of discovery.
Is it?
Hang
close
on.
To a gigolo?
Hang
no.
on.
No.
No, not even close. Because gigolo's job
okay, so
is
I'm
something
gonna,
that juggalos will never do.
I'll introduce you to one of the most famous works of... Oh, you know what?
It's so long.
There are people who listen to this... If magic is all we've ever Insane Clown Posse.
Those are juggalos?
Juggalos.
They are the original juggalos.
Okay, but the juggalos are fans of the group Insane Clown Posse.
And they wear the space paint.
And they're scary.
They're weird.
So kind of like groupies. But
yes.
But like they made their own little movement out
Musical
of it.
Musical clowns.
Yeah.
And they have, I guess they're a religion. They have a text. They have like commandments that they follow.
And by the U.S. government, they're about 2 steps away from being an official gang. I don't know if they actually reached that classification yet, but...
2017!
So what are those guys called?
Insane Clown Posse?
These guys in particular? One of them is named Violent J, and I forget the name of the other guys.
So do they have anything to do with, like, all the people are dressing up like killer clowns?
No.
No, that is actually completely unrelated.
Okay. These guys are what, like 90s, early
2000s? 90s? Well, this song was released in 2010.
Really?
For reference. I can do some more research here. Hang on.
See, I've heard of the spaghetti hat religion thing.
That's the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
That one. Yeah.
Fucking what?
All right, man. You guys are going to learn
a lot today. I actually know someone that went to a wedding.
Everybody had to wear
Okay,
trainers.
So the guys in this music video, it's Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope. The number 2.
Oh.
It's very important.
Originally,
but not too dope to be Shaggy.
That's one of their most famous.
And Juggalos are the people that follow them around and worship them.
So, and they are very big fans of Faygo Cola, which is just a knockoff brand of soda that's really cheap, and they drink it all the time.
Is it a knockoff of Shasta?
I don't know.
Which
that's
is
a
pretty
knockoff
bad.
Of a knockoff.
They're probably actually aliens then.
Oh, absolutely.
So, is this white face?
No, it's just clown face.
So, what do clowns feel about this? Like, have we ever gotten
I'm sure
a
they
clown
hate it. Clown? Have you ever seen a talking clown?
Have I? Do
that
I,
wasn't in a
do
storm
I
drain?
Do I like clowns?
I'm not. That's not what I asked you at all.
I don't
all.
Think anybody actually likes clowns.
Yeah, but this is a pretty terrible song. But, that's who they are.
So,
I'm sorry you had to find that out so late.
So the Juggalos got a palletizer?
That's what I'm guessing, because we had Faygo Cola in the back room for a little bit as a demo product.
Oh, okay. So this is just a prediction of yours.
During a concert in 1993, Bruce threw an open bottle of Faygo at a row of concertgoers who were giving them the finger. After receiving a positive response, Bruce and Usler have since continued to spray Faygo on audiences. So it's part of the show, too.
Yeah.
It's not just...
So there's, like, splash...
It's not just, like, how Nickelback fans also tend to huff paint in their backyards
Look
on the weekends.
Yeah. It's like Gallagher.
Dude, I laughed so unreasonably hard
it's
the first time I saw
great.
It.
It's great. Like, yeah.
Look
Whenever
at this
I'm sad,
graph.
I watch that sometimes. I just... Yeah. Look at this. It's just his face.
I just saw a video
today.
Have
you seen that? We need to show Laura the graph.
No one else will be able to see this.
That's
but,
fine, but they,
that's
can,
okay.
They can listen to it.
Yeah, you have YouTube.
This is a radio show. We have YouTube.
Yeah, it's a radio show.
They have YouTube.
We'll describe it in detail. YouTube?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's really just
like
a song.
Auto-tune.
Like, it's not even...
Auto-tone.
Most of it's just the words. Look
at this graph. Oh, I think I have seen this.
He looks demented.
No, he just
you on kazoo.
No, it just looks like he's been the lead singer of Nickelback for too long. He's had
that,
enough.
That's that kid that's like, "Hey, who are you?"
He looks like if he
and I like
what
to
kid?
Sing.
What are we talking about?
The kazoo kid.
The kazoo kid.
I also
talking
like
about
to
things no one can see.
I'm
Again.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I
I'm
have
sorry.
To just steer this.
They're
in...
trying to educate me on all YouTube videos because I don't watch them.
Okay,
I don't
we're
know
off
the kazoo
YouTube.
Kazoo Kid is.
I just saw a video on Instagram, not YouTube, today. You know the face splat game, like those two people on their face and you like try to hit it?
Mm-hmm.
One guy played it with his dog and I don't know what I expected, but he just smashed the shit out of it. Thing goes over, nails the dog right in the face, just like as you would expect. And I lost it. It was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life, dude. It was hysterical. I mean, like, I don't know what I expected to happen.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You know the face splat game? You put, like, your face in somebody else's face, and you have
no.
to hit the button. And, like, the thing moves back and forth, and whoever hits it the fastest, it goes over there and then splats them in the face with whipped cream.
I think you have too much time on your
hands. Anyways, the dude was playing
it. Is this what you do in the art? Is this what my tax dollars are
He's
going to?
No, it's a real thing. I promise.
That's what he does when he's retired.
Yeah. That's what I do
life.
With my days. Look up videos.
I'm going to retire soon. I think it sounds nice.
And this is a game?
Yeah, I mean, never mind. You guys suck. You had to see it. It was
we
hysterical.
Don't play games.
Oh.
They
really
don't play,
games.
I don't watch YouTube videos. This is a great group.
What do you do with your life?
I work and clean, go to sleep, It sucks.
It's not that depressing.
We
it
kind of
only sounds like that
it
when it's out loud.
It was today because I got a text while I was at work that the cat peed on the sofa, which
yeah,
is
I was wondering
the
about that.
Second time this has happened this week. And then I get home from work, and Skylar's sitting on what's left of the sofa with all the stuff piled on the floor on the ground. So basically, when I got home from working all day, I got to work some more and clean up cat pee.
You just need to tell her if it happens on her watch, she needs to fix it. Like, when I turned 18, my mom's like, okay, here's the deal. I do a lot of stuff. I probably do more than your dad, but he works a lot. So you need to start helping me because I'm not doing this by myself.
And so I told her, I said, that was really frustrating. Come home today after working all day, and there's that stuff just sitting there. And she said, well, I didn't know how to clean it up.
Google. It's amazing.
Just throw it in the washing machine.
Anything's going to be better than throwing it on the floor. You could have just thrown it in the driveway and... That would have been better.
At least the particles would have gone
somewhere.
It would have
frozen and you could have just hammered it out.
There you go. Why didn't we try that? And then there would be a little bit of sunshine, maybe kill some of the bacteria there.
So did you have to cram the cushion in the dryer or what?
Oh, no. The cushions are out in the garage right now. We just haven't even dealt with them.
So she can hammer them.
No, so... yeah, on her birthday, she had people over and they went to go watch movies in there and they realized the cat had peed on the couch. And so Dad and I came up here and I took the cushions out to the garage, which is that's where they're still sitting. The cover for the couch got ripped off and thrown out because it was threadbare in any way because the couch is 25 years old and then the cover is 10 years old.
Yep.
Also, yeah. And so I didn't even, probably if I washed it, would have disintegrated. Not to mention that Dad had stapled it to the couch. So there's
it,
all these.
It actually did have to be ripped off. I forgot he did that.
It literally had to be ripped off. Yeah. And then
I
was not going to sit there with pee covered cover and pick out all the staples to wash it to then have it disintegrate. So that got thrown away. So then pillows got put on the couch where the cushions got taken off, and then the old sleeping bag that has the broken zipper got put over that so that we had a temporary couch, and then that's what got peed on today. So
wonderful.
Okay. Yeah. So
I hope you can save that cushion, because if not, I think we just might have to cut that couch into pieces and then take it downstairs.
Yeah, you can always just flip it over.
Just throw it
the
down.
The whole couch,
stairs.
Yeah.
No, the cushion. It got pee. Just whoop.
What
surprise.
What I'm going to do is it unzips and you take the cover off and you can wash the covers and then get like new foam blocks to put inside or something. But anyway, so
that's not as fun as
next time
it over.
When you have nothing to do and you're sitting there playing the face flat game, you can think of that story and you're like, this is really more fun now.
This is fantastic.
I've gained some perspective on my life.
Oh, my life rocks. There's no way around it. I don't do anything all day. It's phenomenal. I love it.
But you're going to Alaska soon,
that
right?
Sounds great.
That hasn't been booked yet, but it's still definitely in the works.
We hang out?
I've never been to Alaska.
Okay. You're not, like, moving there?
No.
Okay.
Same reason I went to Disney World. I've never been to Disney World.
Are you going with a friend and by yourself? Or what's the plan? Tell us the plan.
I don't even know the plan yet.
Yeah.
Worst comes to worst, I'm just going to buy a ticket.
Just find some Eskimo and bring her home and marry her, okay?
Nah, dog.
What?
No, thanks.
No Eskimo?
No Eskimo.
He's got something against Eskimos. Yeah. That's what you need to focus on.
That got
on
really
here.
Awkward.
You're an Eskimo
I'm just
racist.
Not even going to comment on it.
But
so.
Why Eskimos? What have they done to you?
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm going to comment on it. What's your problem? Fuck you. Tell me what's your problem.
Sure.
I hate the cold, damn it.
Well, that's why you bring her back here.
That's why you bring her here.
Yeah, being here didn't help.
No.
So cold.
It
was colder here than Alaska in some parts.
It was 11 this morning at our house. So.
Yeah, that sucks.
It was less good.
I had frozen Gatorade in my car.
I had a frozen
and
Monster.
Frozen coffee.
Nice.
I've seen a picture of the... I don't know if it's true or not, but supposedly this person left a case of soda in their car and it exploded.
That happens.
Yeah, I can see that happening. It could happen with way worse things, though.
Last year, I left a bottle. No, not last year. This was like 4 years ago. I forgot. everything starts with last year. I had a bottle of Moscato on the back porch, and it froze, and it like popped the cork. So, and then our pipes froze, so we had no water. So I just said, well, I guess I'm going to have to drink this wine to live today. So I just had a straw in the wine bottle. It was great.
Best day
ever. It was
ever.
A great day.
But it wasn't frozen completely?
No,
it was like,
I mean,
like
it's alcohol.
Slushy Moscato.
Yeah, it's
nice.
It's alcohol, so it doesn't freeze completely.
So you had a slushy wine.
It was great.
I was really hoping that it would, like, kind of pop off, but then the champagne would freeze in midair while still capturing the cork. Whoa. Never seen it happen before in real life, but it's one of those impossible scenarios.
Is it a thing that can happen?
I'm sure it could. Oh, yeah.
It's probable.
The ice could freeze fast enough.
That's cool.
If it's cold enough, it will freeze fast enough if you just activate it.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen those water bottles where, like, they're just super cold and then you crack it open and then it just freezes solid? It'd be like that, just, I think, faster for some reason.
We just need colder weather.
I think it's fun when people do that with, like, soda.
I've always wanted to buy some liquid nitrogen to mess around with it for a little while.
Do you remember the first time you got dry ice?
Yeah, that was great.
Can you get liquid nitrogen?
I don't think so.
If you know the right people, you can get it. A chemist.
If you know the right people, you can get anything.
Who knows a chemist?
That's really true. Oh, according to Ancestry.com, my great-great-great-grandfather...
was made of liquid nitrogen.
Was a chemist. No way. A chemist.
Oh, okay.
So she's part chemist.
That's not
chemist.
As cool.
That's cool.
She's I'm part chemist. Like 1/16.
1/16 chemist.
You just zoom in really close on your molecules and they're made out of tiny beakers.
Yeah.
That's so fucking stupid.
So she can't get you liquid nitrogen, but she could get you something dry ice.
Tap into your ancestry.
Dry nitrogen.
That's just air, I think.
Yes, I can get you dry here.
Oh, thanks.
You're
welcome. Oh, I ran out.
Here's some more.
Wow, it's like it's free.
It is like it's free, but it's not.
What?
That's just how much I love you.
Well, I'm gonna die now.
14 Flurbos.
I needed it to live. We played a version of Rick and Morty Monopoly.
It was how'd that go? Horrible.
Well, because you don't play Monopoly right. You never have.
Wow, that's really rude. I was going to say he plays like an asshole, but...
By reading this little pamphlet titled The Rules, I'm an asshole.
Renee is extremely literal.
Well,
I think I've realized this over the course of... How many years have I known you now?
A lot.
A number?
Yeah. What is that number? At least five.
More
greater than
I'd say seven. Seven
greater
or eight.
Than or equal to five.
7 or 8 years, probably.
Yeah.
But I mean, just don't forget, rules make the game more fun.
As you point your finger and wag it at me, screw you, school
I'm not
marm.
Pointing at I'm just doing a general finger wag. Don't make this about you.
I'm not, but it was like really funny and you seemed like an old lady. So whatever.
Don't throw it's me sad. Down.
That's exactly
clock.
What you. I mean, like her face flashed on your face. So
Jared,
is this the
Apple have you played
clock?
Monopoly before, right?
Yeah.
So when you
is Rusty still in the Navy?
Pay things like the electric bill and water bill and stuff like that. Do you put it in free parking or do you give it to the bank?
No, it goes in free parking.
No, I see. That's
what
you're wrong.
What is that? That's so...
No, so then when you hit free parking at the thing,
you
then
get
you all
the
of a sudden
money
you just
in
get
the middle.
Bang.
Okay, but that makes it not
who does
free
that?
Parking, is it? Right?
Yeah, I mean
yeah,
it's
like
paid
free,
parking,
yeah,
I guess.
Like they pay you to park there.
Yeah,
I like that.
I would park there every day.
With the word free there, if there is any exchange of currency, it's wrong. So
yo, this is
okay.
I just play the fucking game, man.
Wrong.
So I was gonna ask you a question, but I kinda answered it myself. But I'll say it anyway. So Dad and I went to Portland one time, Saturday market, and the only parking we could find was like $6 parking in this, so we pay it and I'm annoyed, and then when we come back somebody else is going to pay and he says, hey, you wanna buy ours for $4 because they were gonna pay $6, and so they paid and took it and they took our spot and stuff, so they got a deal and we got a deal, so we got to park for $2, they got to park for $4 and neither of us had to pay
forward.
$6. Yeah,
yeah,
so that was
crafty,
like almost free parking.
It was discounted parking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure
still
we
paid
could,
money.
I'm sure we could create some expansion sets for Monopoly.
It's not
that
as
operate
as...
on multiple levels like Star Trek chess.
Please
oh, yeah.
no.
Why not?
That doesn't even sound fun anymore. It sounds like homework.
It sounds like The Sims.
Yeah. That's...
Sims is not fun. I'm making
I've never
that
played
stand.
It in my life, so.
It's building houses and controlling a populace. To what end? I'm
and
not
spend
sure.
Hours and hours and days and weeks and months. The girls play that once.
They like used forever. To they used to play it all the time, and I never under real I never really got into it. It's I don't want to build houses all day. I'll buy houses. That makes sense. A Monopoly. Chrissy, you don't seem to like my stance on Sims.
Oh, I don't rebuttal? Care.
Okay.
That's official.
She's just thinking back to the houses on Monopoly.
I'm thinking, how I'm honestly thinking about Monopoly. So.
How painful that $800 hit is.
Okay. But have you ever heard of thermonuclear Monopoly?
Yeah, you told
I've
me.
I've explained this to you.
Yeah, and I don't want to play it because I will lose.
Why doesn't anybody want to play it?
I will lose my cool when I get hit with a nuke.
It makes sense to do that. It is a nuke.
You will literally
blow
up.
But I'm... No, I will throw a fit if somebody nukes my stuff.
Then maybe the game just isn't for you.
It's not. Why do you think I don't play it anymore?
I think there's just... I think I need to enter myself in a Monopoly tournament or something, because that will be the only place where the rules are... I'm sure they do. I'm not sure where they are.
I will literally pay for you to go to one of those.
Oh my God. We will go halvesies.
I just
that could be expensive.
I don't know.
It's in Chicago.
I don't know how
we're going halvesies now.
Yeah, I don't know how well I would do in the tournament, but at least
I
know that everybody would be playing by the same rules and there wouldn't be any confusion.
I think you get a reality check.
Kirstie, are you looking up tournaments?
No. I'm pretty good about the Monopoly rules. I may not remember the default currency that everybody gets at the beginning ever.
But I think the refs take care of that, so.
That's
he's
true.
Usually the bank.
Yeah, you can't be a banker if you're at a tournament, so what are you going to do about that?
Yeah, cheater.
Yeah, so in fact...
Why is he being the banker the cheater?
Because if you're the banker, you cheat. Everybody does it.
You can audit my currency. It lines up. I do not cheat.
He wouldn't give us our $200 if we landed on Go because it said, collect $200 as you pass Go.
And then another card.
And he found out last time we played that that's not true.
No, it was modified. And let me explain why.
Go ahead.
I'm all ears, man.
I don't see why this is so funny to you people.
I'm all ears. Explain your system. All
right. The reason it got modified is because there was conflicting statements as to where the player had to land in order to receive the $200.
Until we looked at the rules...
It says on the rules, collect $200 as you pass go. It says on the board, collect $200 as you pass go. No. It said on a chance card, if you go straight to go, collect $200. So on a chance card, it says you can land on it and collect your $200. So if you have conflicting statements, that means that, you know what? Fuck the whole thing.
I thought that after you got the chance card, then you looked at the rules and the rules said if you land.
No, it said it on the chance card.
Yeah, no, I remember, okay, so on the board it says as you pass go, so that's what you were going by. And then on the chance card it said if you land on it or pass go, and then you went and looked in the rules, and the rules did say
that if the rules did not say that. I don't remember that.
We need to go get them.
Go, fine, go do it.
Okay, I'm going to go get them.
It's only going to, actually, don't I have the game in here? Where did that end up?
It's on the table now.
It's down there still? Okay, well, we're going to get the game.
Oh.
Everybody's just been playing wrong their entire lives.
It's just, does it make that big of a difference?
Kinda, yeah. It changes the
entire
outcome of the game.
And this is why I'm never playing another game of Monopoly with Renee.
Yeah, and see, and if I was playing and you were all like, no, you landed on Go, you can't get $200, I would throw a fucking tantrum, dude. Like, no!
You don't have
I want my...
Then you don't have the temperament for Monopoly.
I sincerely do not, and I know that about myself.
Then stop whining about us not wanting to play the nuclear version with you if you just told
us
both.
I'm terrible enough about Uno.
I
get hit with
like
two draw fours in a row.
I would like it if you played it with me, but you're being so adamant about not playing it that I can't convince you.
I wouldn't have the temperament for it either.
For the thermo?
Yeah. There's just no way.
The moment I get nuked, I will throw a fit. All
right, so we're opening up the...
Rick and Morty addiction.
It's essentially the same stuff, but here.
You want it?
Yeah.
All
right. Since you read all the rules and know where that is. Look, they have purple money.
Oh, damn it. It does say that.
If
your move took you onto or past the ghost space, collect 200 flurbos from the bank.
Boom.
Huh.
Yeah, I thought I remembered you reading that after you got the chance card, and then we changed how we did it.
Yeah. Because the chance card introduced that conflicting language. But the board's wrong.
So... Basically, everybody else is right.
So you need to write to who makes
Monopoly to clarify their board. Look, on the Go space, it says collect $200 salary as you pass. So why would you word it differently in the rules?
Because the person that made the board is not as literal as some other people.
Well, you kind of have to be literal when it comes to rules.
Some things are kind of self-explanatory, though. I mean, that's just me. Just like that.
Not all things.
Oh, it's good.
No, not all things are self-explanatory.
But that very certainly is.
Nice.
That was not me. That was the box.
Likely excuse.
Anyway.
So I'm glad we've cleared that up, and Renee knows he's wrong.
Okay, now we need to clarify all the rules for some more games.
Which ones do you want?
Oh, none. So, Jared, you were talking about Uno. Somebody was telling me the other day that they take two decks of Uno cards, and they take all the wild cards out of one.
Okay.
So, like, the skip you or whatever, and then they put that in one deck and just play with that, so it's got double of those awful cards in there.
Yeah, I would definitely
throw wild draw fours.
Yeah.
Have you played the ones where it's swap hands? You can swap hands with people?
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My brother just bought one of those, and I was playing with him and his wife. I ended up throwing my cards across the room.
Is a special deck of Monopoly, or you got to, like, write these on paper?
No, it's Uno. Uno, but yeah.
Okay.
They're like wild cards, but it just says swap hands with somebody.
It's like Bop It, but they just keep adding on more and more to it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That makes
sense. So then you'd have, like, 20 cards, and trade with somebody that has one left.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. That'd be awful.
It's irritating.
Yeah, I don't think I'd
It's really satisfying when you can pull it off, though.
Do they still call that Uno, though? Like, yeah. Or is it, like, Uno Plus?
Yeah, I don't
or Uno Cajones? Or, I don't know. It's got to have a different name to...
Uno Screw You.
Yeah.
Or whatever the Spanish words are for screw you. Which are...
El Screw-O U-O.
Yep, that one.
Hang on, maybe I can figure this out. I want to know what Spanish is for screw you. It is... What? That's wrong.
Pudrete.
That.
Pudrete. Pudrete.
I don't think that's a real word.
I have no... I can't even do that.
You gotta slow that down about 10 times.
Google won't let me do that. It sucks.
But now we know what it is. It starts with a P.
Yeah, so, you know, if you really want to learn that, just rewind. We're not doing this for you. What are we? Your Spanish tutor? I don't think so.
Hey, we could be that.
No, we can't be that.
Yeah, nobody here speaks Spanish.
I took 2 years of Spanish, and I don't know shit.
Yeah, and I took 2 years of French. Same boat.
Why did you take French?
Just because I wanted to swear at the Mexicans, and they wouldn't understand what I was saying, so they knew how we feel. That's not racist. It's true. Yeah.
No, they did. They did yell at us all the time.
The time. And I'm like, you want me to be offended? I don't know what you're saying. Sorry, man.
I don't know. It sucked more for me. I had to share a bike route with those guys. But by sharing a bike route, I mean I rode a bike on the same street they were walking on, and they thought it was real fun to pretend that big, you know, those cattails, trying to use those as jousting sticks. Yeah. That was cool.
Okay.
Did they just have those every day when they're walking to and from school?
Not every. It just happened a couple times.
Okay. I was like, did they hide them in the bushes at school and then bring them back?
No, they're just walking around with them.
That's weird.
And then, like, I'm riding by just minding my own business, and then they, like, try and bum rush me with a stick, and I'm like, just turn to the left. It's not that hard.
No, I would just turn straight into them. They'll learn.
I would, too.
Yeah, but that would have been a whole can of worms for 75-pound me. That wouldn't have worked.
Never mind.
Nothing a 9mm can't fix.
Remember, this happened in middle school. And if you've seen pictures of me in middle school...
Which I
have. You know I wasn't winning any contests.
Any.
I saw you in middle school.
Whoa! We're supposed to get 4 inches of snow tomorrow, just so you know.
Bullshit. Really?
That's what Weather Underground says.
In Camas?
It needs to go away.
In Ireland, Washington.
Oh, no.
Those are two very different places. Ireland? Which one is it?
Ireland,
oh, it is
Washington.
Way up in the mountains.
You live in Ireland?
Ireland, Washington.
Yeah, no, those are two different places. Which one is getting the snow?
Ireland, Washington.
Pick one.
Ireland,
how do you live in Ireland, Washington?
She lives on a mountain. It's not really part of any
town,
universe. Really.
We're supposed to get half an inch of freezing rain
We still have like an inch of snow on our deck. Well, it's like ice now.
Yeah, we didn't bother to brush it or anything, and we really should have.
There was no.
Because
what about how? How do you brush it?
It when it was snow, you could have just
but
taken
Susie
a broom
liked
to it.
To play with it,
and she could have done just fine off the deck too. We've seen her running around.
Can't believe you
ground.
Do that to Susie.
It's not that difficult. She can't really fight it, you know. She got no thumbs.
I mean, in your heart.
No upper body strength.
God. I'm telling.
But will she understand?
That's the real question.
She will. All
right. We'll see how that goes. I'm pretty sure I'm still her favorite.
She'll convey the words with an angry tone.
My dad gets so mad when Susie goes to him first. Like, just... Like, she's her boy, his boyfriend, or his girlfriend, so...
No, I get that feeling that he gets, because that used to happen with me and Audrey a lot, because Skylar would hogged her a lot when she was still a puppy, and so that mother-daughter association kind of happened, and she would always go to Skylar, and I'd be like, Audrey, and she'd be like, nope.
She still does that today.
I'm just gonna keep turning left. But she makes it a little bit.
Wall.
Yeah. Yes. But she makes it a bit easier now because, like, I have been gone for a week and she's like, oh, it's special. And I can actually grab her and then.
Well, Skylar abandoned her and adopted a cat instead.
She doesn't get them to play together? That should be a. That seems like a really
I don't think
great
that cat
pairing.
Really plays with anyone. Does he?
He. Well, he's been trying to play with the other cat, but the other cat doesn't want to have anybody know it exists, so that doesn't work. And then he tries to play with Rusty, and Rusty is kind of a grumpy old man and doesn't want anybody to do anything.
Yeah, he's a grumpy boy.
And so then he tries to play with Audrey, but she's not very playful, so she'll lay there and let him bite her neck, and then she'll bite his neck, and it's really weird.
That's
about
as friendly
as it gets.
And then
they fall asleep, so they just sit there and bite on each other, and they fall asleep.
Yeah, that's a cat.
I think they're sedating each other.
Maybe.
Like just
I'm taking that
Let
cat
me inject
home,
some venom into you so you can sleep, and then we'll do the same thing.
Yeah. It's just like a rattlesnake would do for its baby. I don't think that's how
it works. I'm not a rattlesnakeologist, but I don't know if that's how it works.
I don't know enough about snakes to dispute it, honestly. I do know that every time they shed their skin, that's a new snake.
Whole new snake, new memories.
You can pick it up, it'll never bite you, but that's a whole new snake. It's just a really dumb snake. It's not even an active snake, really. It's like hibernating.
The skin.
And you make it a lot, yeah, and then
I did not teach him this.
Where
I think
did
he comes up
this?
With
who?
Do you listen to AM radio?
What happened to you?
God
who
no.
Hurt you?
And then if you boil the snake skin, you get a then it's a live snake. So don't ever do that.
Isn't it medicine then?
No, it's a new snake.
Maybe if you're an
snake
Indian,
oil.
I don't know about.
Oh my god! And
it's a new snake. Snakes never die. That's the message to take away from this.
So are they forever young?
Yes. Well, no. If they never.
Which one is it? You keep flip-flopping.
No. Because if they...
Come on, scientists.
Are they forever
Science
young
stuff.
If they just look young, but they've been around since Christ? Think about it.
Okay, what was the question?
Do they count as being forever young if they just look young? Even though they're super old.
In this economy...
Youth is only...
Looks is everything, so yeah.
So like Benjamin Button.
Yeah. What about him? He
looks
became
getting younger and younger and younger.
Yeah.
But he was
so
dying.
Until he became a dementia baby, so I don't see the point here.
I've never actually watched that
movie.
Yeah,
he becomes
good?
A dementia baby.
That
spoilers.
Sounds great.
Great. Yeah, spoilers, everybody.
Yeah. Okay, does everybody still think that Benjamin Button was a masterpiece?
No.
Or why?
No. Well, I've never watched it,
I
so
know,
I wouldn't
know. I
thought
know. It was weird.
A lot it's of people dumb. Thought it was great, but I no.
Hang on, let's just look up some facts about this. If the internet works, it's shit in the bed.
Yay.
Ba-da-da. Okay, curious case of Benjamin Button. Oh, okay, so, you know.
Excuse
oh,
me.
Oh, God. I think IMDb is dying.
Ba-da-da.
500 error.
Uh-oh. What's that mean?
Okay, so the whole snake
it means it's
thing.
Overloaded.
The whole snake skin thing reminds me of Montana's hermit crab. Do you remember that?
Barely.
She had this hermit crab that she got from somebody else that didn't want it anymore. And so it had like this cage. It was about this big. And it was all this wire cage. And it would climb around on the outside and stuff. And it was pretty active. And then one day she was all upset because her hermit crab was dead. And so I go in and look at it. And sure enough, there's its shell. And it's like legs sticking out from it. Almost like somebody had dropped its shell on it and smashed it. And so I can't remember what was going on, but I didn't have time to deal with it then, so I just put it out in the garage, and I'm sensing a theme. There's couch cushions in the garage now.
We need to clean our garage.
That's what happened to your older brother.
It's in the garage. And
he's a smarty.
So I think it was like that night or the next day, I had been reading stuff, and apparently hermit crabs molt. They shed their shell.
Pretty sure all crustaceans do.
Well... Do they go find a new one? This thing was already like a year old, and it wasn't supposed to live all that long in the first place. And so I go, oh no, I know what it was. I finally went to go clean it out like the next day, and I'm going to dump everything out. And I thought, oh, she'll probably like to keep the shell. And I look in the shell, and there was something in there, and it was the hermit crab. And so it had lost all of its crunchy shell parts and was just hiding out in there waiting for a new shell to grow. Was so weird.
And it lived for how long after that?
A couple more months. Yeah, we had that thing for at least a year.
That's cute.
And I can't tell you how we knew it was finally dead, probably from the smell.
I had a pet crayfish for a while.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of the class pet for a while. It was also not expected to live as long as it did.
Kit.
Science kit.
Yeah, you guys would get science kits like every month or two, and
one of them came with a crayfish.
No, there was one that like there wasn't a crayfish for everybody in the class, but there was like one for like every four or five kids, and I don't know what you guys did with it, but you had all these little trays with crayfish, and they were dying throughout the time they had them, and then the one was left. And so this is the last day of school. He's like in second grade or something, maybe a little bit.
No, more. I was in fourth grade. Yeah.
Okay, and so I get this call from this teacher on the last day of school, and she said, I have a question for you. And I always dreaded phone calls from school, but I was like, yes. And she says, feel free to say no. I said, okay. And she said, so Renee wants to bring home the class crayfish. I'm like, all right, whatever. Yeah. How long could this thing live, right? And so he brings it home. We had this old fish tank. And so we had it in the fish tank, and you had to clean it out all the time. And so, of course, then I end up doing it. And so
I think that's really a universal mom thing.
Probably. It's really like freaky because you're trying to pick it up without it pinching you to take it out so you can dump the water out, put new water and stuff, right? And so I'm waiting and waiting and waiting for this thing to die, and it's not. And that's when we end up moving from Vancouver to here.
Oh, my God.
And so then we were going to be in this rental, in between. And so I asked my parents, I said, so can you guys take Renee's crayfish? And they're like, yes, but we're not keeping it. I'm just like, really? Wow. Okay, so they had already taken my brother's cat and something else. I can't remember, but I'm like, okay, just for a little bit. So they put it in their fish tank, and it lived in the bottom of their fish tank, and the goldfish floated all up top. And I think it didn't make it. And they ended up freezing it and giving it back to us, I think is what happened.
Well, I don't think we ever got it back. They kept it in the freezer for a while I wanted to give it a burial, and it ended up never happening.
You are so beautiful. I was wondering if that was the reason.
If it had just lived that long, I would have flushed it.
That is adorable.
Up at my parents' house, we had all sorts of burials for things. There was a bird that hit the window when my grandpa was visiting one time, and so we had a little burial for him, and we put it down in the room of the tree and put flowers down there so the cat couldn't get it.
There was a funeral for a bird.
Yeah, and then when we had cats and dogs die, we would paint rocks for them, and they're all planted in the backyard rocks. Their names on them.
Yeah, all our animals are in the backyard.
So basically our backyard was pet cemetery.
Yeah. Ours is too.
It's just a really pretty graveyard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't have any pets, so.
Oh. Feel free to take one of the cats.
What was that dog you were posting on Snapchat all the time?
That's my buddy's wife's dog.
Okay.
So just steal that dog.
I wanted to.
We have a very big problem. IMDb is down.
All right.
So
anything movies, you're fucked. Sorry.
Do you know what the deal is?
Call the FBI.
Nope.
They need
Have
to
you
know
tried?
This.
Is it down for everybody but me? Of course it is, because it's
it
saying
probably
it is. But
is.
It's just that's too weird.
Everyone.
Did it? Is it like a murder suicide thing?
I don't think so. It's just not loading the Benjamin Button page.
Is it just that page?
Seems to be so far. I was able to load Finding Dory.
Who is in Benjamin Button?
Brad Pitt and Kate Blanchett, I think.
Yeah, so maybe it was a murder-suicide with those two, and they just had to, like, take it down for security reasons.
Star. Yeah, it is Kate Blanchett. Wow, pulled that out of my ass.
Yeah, you did. That was weird.
Strange and odd.
I learned Kate Blanchett's face, finally, after 6 years of doing this show.
I'll be honest, I don't know who that is.
Kate Blanchett? She's got a face that I can't show you right now because
she has a bland
IMDb is dead.
Shit face.
Bland shit.
Fuck.
Kate
Blanchett looks like this.
On my phone, what were we looking at?
Oh, holy shit, is that who it is?
That's Kate Blanchett.
I feel like I've seen that face before.
You probably have. She was
She's
in
Lord
the
of
Hobbit
the Rings.
Battle of the Five Armies.
Okay.
Also,
some nerd thing.
You need to
appeal to the army man. Common army man.
She was
been
in
busy.
The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Robin
in,
Hood.
She was in Hot Fuzz.
What?
Nice.
As Janine.
Yeah, she is Janine. So
uncredited cameos. Of course, I don't remember who that is.
She's his girlfriend in the beginning, and you can't really see her face.
Yeah,
so.
she's got a dust mask on.
Hot
Does
Fuzz
Bob
is on Netflix right
dating?
Now. I think.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's
back.
Awesome.
Finally,
great movie.
IMDb's working on my phone. What were you looking up?
Benjamin Button.
What about it?
I don't know. Just
I think we were just looking it up. Here, oh yeah, we were looking to
oh,
see like
ratings?
If it was good and
ratings?
Stuff.
Oh, ratings. Okay, it says.
Well, I just want to know why everybody, why it became like a cultural staple, just because it has a guy that reverses age.
I don't think IMDb tells you that.
Maybe it's just something like genuinely new.
It does have a 70 Metascore and a 7.8 stars.
How?
Oh no.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
You're not missing much.
That's fair.
Loosely based on 1922 short story of the same name by F. Scott Fitzgerald. So that's why they made it.
Oh.
To shit on his name. Pretty sure. Yeah, he's dead. Just checking. You can almost guarantee if it's based on a book and was made in the last 10 years, author's dead. Unless it's Harry Potter. Because she's totally fine with selling herself out.
Yeah, she's a billionaire.
Nothing to complain about. No, certainly not. But I just wish I had that much money.
Yeah.
We'll just chalk it up to jealousy. Leave it at that. But Benjamin Button doesn't make any sense why it was that popular. I saw it once. It was nothing to sneeze at.
Nothing to sneeze. Is that a saying?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
You need to just make that up right now.
Nope.
Like Clate Blanchett's name.
Clate Blanchett.
Clate
Blanchett.
Clate Blanchett.
The cousin of Kate Blanchett.
Lesser known, yet equally talented.
But for acting or other things?
You know what?
Does she work in a tattoo parlor in New Orleans? She turning tricks in Chad?
We're just going to move the conversation along.
I don't know who this person is. I need to know more.
Kirsty, I like your sweater.
Thank you.
You look like Freddy Krueger.
I know.
That's what she's going for. I haven't seen any of the Freddy movies, actually.
I think I saw one once.
Which one is he in?
Friday Elm Street.
Oh,
Nightmare on Elm Street.
There we go. Yeah, no, I haven't. Obviously, by the way, that I don't know who
he's
he is.
He's a dude with the finger glove hand.
Yeah, I know who he is, but I just can't remember what one of the evil people are in which movies and when or why.
Money.
I watched. Yeah. I just...
Oh, did I tell you guys about the movie Lights Out? The one that like just came out a few months ago?
No, what is that? Let's find out.
It is the most terrifying movie I've ever seen in my life. I've never screamed in a theater until I saw that movie. I legitimately shrieked like a little girl.
Does it have like
probably not seen that one.
It's terrifying.
Does it have a singing doll in the dark?
No.
Redirected from okay, it's Lights Out, right? Where's the?
I think it's
here.
I think it's called. Yeah.
There have been three movies called Lights Out that have happened every 3 years since 2010.
All right, whatever the newest one is.
So, yeah, I'm looking at that.
2016 or something.
In a textile warehouse, worker Esther.
Yeah. We know who you're
Esther?
Talking about. Sure.
E-S-T-H-E-R.
Esther?
Esther.
Okay. Sees a silhouette of a figure when she turns the light off, but sees nothing with the lights on. She warns owner Paul about the apparition, whom he ignores and leaves. Paul is then chased and gruesomely killed by the figure.
Awesome.
So this is one of those ones where, like, it's far away when you see what lights off. You turn it on, there's nothing, and then you turn it off again, and it's closer.
Yeah.
Fuck that. No, man.
No, dude. See, the thing is, like, you know how scary movies, they have something scary happens at the beginning.
Yep.
And then it, like, it slows down, and then it builds up as they discover, and then it all just comes to an end.
That's The Ring to a T.
Yeah, stuff like that. No, this is, like, super scary at first, and it drops, and then it's super scary. And then it's super scary for the rest of the movie.
And then it's super scary.
Terrified. I was just absolutely horrified for the rest of the night.
I would definitely...
I would definitely not watch that.
Yeah.
I would probably only watch it sober.
Have you seen the previews for that new M. Night Shyamalan movie? Where
he's
that
making
guy
another one.
Split personality.
Ooh, I want to see that.
That
looks creepy.
Creepy looking.
Oh, I might give it a chance. I don't know. It's not. That's not how schizophrenia works. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I feel bad.
No,
but
well, it's split personality, not exactly schizophrenia.
I'm intrigued by just the previews of all the actor, how he changes himself, and the it's just.
This will make me sound really social worky, but I feel like that's degrading to people with split personality disorder.
I don't know, but it's supposedly this guy has like 27 different ones, and one's just like, that's... I think they call it the Beast or whatever. Anyways,
that's from a movie we like.
Okay,
the one I'll get. It's called What We Do in the Shadows.
I've never heard
of
it.
I hope you never see the Beast. Oh my gosh, we should watch it tonight. It's hilarious.
Can you hang around?
Never mind. We don't want him. He doesn't want to see
this.
We're watching it without you. Fuck you.
We don't want to make him scared to drive home.
It would be too scary.
No, it's not. It's
he has to go outside.
It's a comedy with vampires. What more could you ask
for?
Oh,
and they're from New
Zealand.
Anything
else?
That is really weird. Yes. Now I know.
Is it one of those so bad it's good?
No,
it's
awesome.
It's amazing.
It's not like Bulletproof
2.0.
No, I did finally get that copy.
Of course you did.
The 1080p copy of Bulletproof. And we're going to watch that sometime.
It's so terrible.
I kind of hope there's subtitles in it. I haven't checked, but we need some clarification on some
your worst
dialogue.
Nightmare, Butthorn.
Not that, though. That's clear as day.
I understand exactly what he meant.
Gary Busey, what a strange life you've had. He's interesting because his whole acting career was basically changed forever because of a motorcycle accident that he went through. And the same thing happened for Mark Hamill. They both had motorcycle accidents that disfigured them and kind of had to change their style of how they were acting. But Gary Busey just got crazy. Like,
he's probably on drugs the whole time.
That may not have helped, but you know that Mark Hamill was just tooting lines off of every orifice that he could find in the studio. And Gary Busey, he probably went even further, but he just got weird. And he lived it up for the Amazon Fire Stick commercials, whatever. See, that was perfect for him. He needs more shit like that.
Don't touch that.
I fixed it.
I told you not to touch
that. I didn't touch it.
You looked at it.
Nope. You can't prove nothing.
At least the mics don't crackle when we breathe on them. That's good. See?
I didn't do nothing.
Didn't happen. That's good. I'm glad you didn't do anything. I forgot what I was talking about.
The Amazon Fire Stick commercial with Gary Busey. Yeah. I remember seeing that and laughing my ass off.
That guy's just crazy now.
Yeah, just
he's always been crazy. But I need to actually. When was his motorcycle accident? Anybody know?
84.
That's a good guess. Let's check the internet. Motorcycle 88. Pretty close.
That's what I said.
His skull was fractured, and doctors feared he may suffer permanent brain damage.
I think he did.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. During the filming of the second season of Celebrity Rehab in 2008, Busey never seen this show. Put that in the new tab. He was referred to a psychiatrist who suggested that Busey's brain injury has had a greater effect on him than he realized. He described it as essentially weakening his mental filters, causing him to speak and act impulsively. So there you go.
So he's just like perma-drunk all the time?
Nah, he's not perma-drunk. He's just outspoken. You'll know when he's drunk, I think, because he'll just
he
start
won't say anything.
He'll start putting his head through windows and, yeah, probably just screaming. Yeah, celebrity rehab. This just seems like a tire fire waiting to happen, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I that, think it already happened.
Yeah.
It's that Dr. Drew guy. I don't think I like him.
I don't think I've ever
that's
heard
that's
of him.
That's astute.
He's up to something.
Yeah, that's astute.
I don't know who Dr. Drew is.
Nobody that squints like that is up to any good. Why can't I zoom in on his face? There. Look at that.
That's a look that says, yeah, they pay me all this money. And
you know what? I don't think he's a real doctor.
He might not be.
Google that. Tell me
maybe
if,
he
you,
just
tell me if he's a real doctor.
Dr. Drew, are you a real doctor? Let's just pop it in. Doc David Drew Pinsky. Blah, blah,
board certified internist.
It said it right there at the top in the second
maybe he's
paragraph.
A doctor of something. Instead of
American
doctor
celebrity doctor who is a board-certified internist, addiction medicine specialist, and media personality.
Where is his PhD?
Not existent, I don't think. He's a fake doctor, just like Dr. Oz.
Dr. Dre?
No, he prescribes some heavy beats.
Yeah.
That's things. Those are things that everybody needs. Nobody needs
Dr.
Dr. Dre's Oz.
Been making beats for more than 8 years.
What
he's
is
a
going
true doctor.
On here?
Stop it.
Oh, God, I can't. What is going
on?
Okay. I've figured it out.
What?
Sorry, that was just the craziest time I was having with those tabs there, everybody. That was not a good time.
All two of you listening. All
right, why are fake doctors allowed to exist?
Because nobody calls them out on their shit.
Why is fake news allowed to exist?
For the same reason.
Depends on your definition of fake news, I suppose.
Is it true?
News that is not real that they made up just to scare everybody.
CNN.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. People are creating split realities with this fake news thing.
They make tons of money on this fake news.
Who's they?
Makes sense. All the people making the fake news.
You know.
Well, if it's like, if it scares people, they'll watch it.
Yeah, why would the television tell you anything that's not scary? You know, it wants you to stay there.
Out.
Why would what?
I don't want to be scared. I want to be happy.
I want
to
hear
it's
more.
Like if you were able to ask the toaster, "Should I put bread in you?" The toaster would say, "Yes, it's what I'm for." So the television will tell you the world is scary, everything is burning. You need to stay here and watch me so you can learn everything about it. What that means for your weekend. That's it.
I just want to see more stories about, like, the pig with no legs. His name was Chris P. Bacon.
Aww.
And then the news anchor lost his shit and just started laughing.
That is the funniest
video. Oh, it was hysterical.
I got a good one. You keep talking, though.
What?
A good video?
Yeah, no, just keep going. Okay. Filler.
Weren't you just telling us about
radio?
Not watching videos on the radio?
It's audio. God damn it. Just say shit, all right?
Shit.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That was
good. Are we bad people?
Probably.
We're being
there's probably a BuzzFeed quiz about it, so you can find it.
About the bacon or being
no,
bad
about
people?
Being a bad person.
Or maybe the bacon also.
I'm going to guess.
Renee, have you ever seen Filthy Frank's video, People I Don't Like, or Types of People I Hate?
I don't know, maybe.
And one is people who share BuzzFeed or Elite 8 daily articles.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you can post whatever you want. He's all for it. But when you post shit like that, it's like wearing a sign around your neck that says, hey guys, I'm not very bright.
That's why I said you could go to BuzzFeed quiz and it
BuzzFeed
will tell you.
Is fake news.
Yes.
Bold stance, I know.
Unpopular opinion.
Where's this video you're going to find us?
I don't know. I can't fucking find it.
For shame.
Because I got like 30 accounts to everything, and I don't know what anything is. It's not that.
Dude, I don't even remember my email password. It just stays always logged in.
That's
not good.
That's not a good way to do that.
It's really not, but... That's what I got.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then, you know, 30 minutes later.
Oh.
Good evening, I'm Ken Bastida. Dana is off tonight. He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
What?
What?
Do you want it again?
Good evening, I'm Ken Bastida. Dana is off tonight. He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
Why would they
did
do that?
Did he say, like,
he said, there is, you watch that video, there is no edits, there are no cuts to the way he speaks.
Good evening, I'm Ken Bastida.
He just
Dana
doesn't know.
Is off tonight. He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating
he
his
just
birthday.
Didn't really end that sentence quite right before speaking of murder. You know?
Dana is off tonight.
Dana is off tonight. He was murdered and then, it should have been, Dana is off tonight. He was murdered and then set on fire.
That makes me believe that he was just reading it and did not know that was going to be, like, he was going to say that. It's like the...
So, like, straight up, did Dana get murdered and set on fire, or...
I don't
or
think
were
so.
Joking?
No, I'm saying, like, I don't think he... It was just on the prompter and he read it. That's why he didn't have that inflection.
With no punctuation?
Yes.
Or, okay.
So, like, somebody put it in there,
what?
Like, because they thought it was funny and they wanted to see if he would read it or not?
Well, no, I think yeah. It was just a bad teleprompter.
Like a little write-up. Prompter
it's
error.
It's like, what's his face in, In the...
He was
Ron
murdered
Burgundy.
And then set
yeah,
on
yeah,
fire.
Yeah, but the other guy that's, like, babbling.
Evan?
Thank you, yes.
Yeah, Evan Baxter.
Yes.
And then so. My tiny little nipples went to France.
I think that's what happened.
Okay.
Because he, I mean...
He was possessed by a local god.
Well, no, it was just written. And he read it.
Yeah. And now everyone gets the joke.
Mind-boggling. God. Truly.
I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to tell jokes around you guys.
See, but I just don't know if that was a joke or
yeah,
not.
It didn't seem like a funny joke.
You all laughed, didn't you?
Because we're nervous
how do you
about
just,
Dana.
Like,
is he alive?
Yeah, is Dana okay?
Who cares?
We do.
Am I missing?
Nobody should care.
Am I missing something here? Or did Dana straight up get murked and
what
caught on fire?
What we're missing is that it's a joke.
How do we know that, though?
You can't tell by the look on his face.
We know that
for a while. No, he cried about it for half an hour. And now he's
okay,
over it.
We know it's a joke because it has 4 million views on YouTube and 23,768 likes to 113 dislikes. Now, does that look like there's some confusion over the well-being of this Dana that we don't give a shit
about? No, don't
about?
Get me
don't
wrong.
So.
It was hysterical, but I'm wondering, did Dana really get murdered? That's
it.
All I want to know.
Somebody got fired over that.
He was murdered.
I bet
on
they
fire
these teleprompter guys really often.
You think they just get bored with their jobs, so they stick all this weird random stuff in there?
Probably.
Funny.
It's not nearly as bad as what was that thing? Malaysia flight.
Oh, Sum Ting Wong.
Yeah, you guys saw
Way
that.
Too low. Did you see
that? Yeah, they reported the names of the pilots that were flying the Malaysian flight M370 when they were still looking for it. I got it right here. Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Too Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao. That was a pretty good time for journalism. Where is it all gone?
Right.
Now we just make fake news.
It's all fake news. Don't believe anything.
Well, that was
just
definitely
live in
fake
your own
news,
personal
but that was
reality.
Funny fake news.
Yeah, that
you
was fake news,
was fake.
But you know it was fake.
Yeah. But we're still worried about Dan.
Yo,
what if Dana was on this plane?
Oh, maybe that's what
then
happened.
How do they know that he was murdered and then burned while celebrating his birthday?
Because he was on a flight to Malaysia on his birthday.
It was a private flight.
Didn't they end up finding that plane?
Flaming shot.
No, I don't think they did.
I'm pretty sure they did.
What are the numbers? MH370.
He was on a flight to Malaysia for his birthday, had a flaming shot, spilled it on himself.
Caught fire. One thing led to another, plane goes down.
Yeah. I guess that's not murder, though. Then he just died.
Maybe somebody tried to put it out and beat him to death.
There you go.
Okay, so technically, the search is still ongoing.
Good heavens.
They've only found one flapperon. I don't know what that is. One aircraft fairing, one piece of engine cowling, and a flap.
And how long ago was that?
When they found the... Well, the disappearance happened in March 8th, 2014. I don't know when they found all these pieces. It's probably
so, yeah, it's at the
article.
Bottom of the ocean now. It's gone.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're flying over Malaysia and Indonesia. This is the flight path that they took. So I don't see how it could be anywhere else. This is the last place that they had it, but they were over land there. They were supposed to... Oh. Yeah, no. So it was aliens.
Aliens, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
100%.
I know
it was those people in the soda. I can't remember their names.
The Faygo soda guys?
Yeah.
It's the aliens.
Oh, God. If the Juggalos had spaceships, like, that's just... the end of the
good
world,
let's
right
send
there.
Them out of
that's
there.
That's the problem.
No, if they have the spaceships, we don't have the spaceships,
but then we don't have them, so it's really kind of a win-lose.
No, but then they're in spaceships above us, and what are they gonna do?
Leave,
throw Faygo.
They're gonna throw Faygo at us and not even like spray it on us. They're just gonna drop pallets of Faygo on residential areas because those are the kind of people they are. One of their lead members is Violent J. Do you think he's going to spray soda on you?
I don't know. Like Shaggy Too Dope seems like a pretty good guy.
He does sing most of the words, it seems. Yeah. Violent J is just like kind of his backup singer/hitman.
Violent J is the dude that used to have the dreadlocks, and he has like the main singer.
Did he have dreadlocks?
Well, he's the dude with the blonde hair, the spiky hair. Shaggy Too Dope is the skinny one.
In this picture, they both got shaved. I don't know. I'm sure it's changed over the
anyway,
years.
Anyway, Shaggy Two Dope's the short and skinny one. Violent J is the fat one.
What? No, I thought Violent J was the skinny one.
You've been misled.
Whoa. I guess I have.
It's the fake news.
It's like how everybody thinks that the Kingpin and Spider-Man, he's just really fat. But no, that shit's all muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Kirstie is so funny you saw that picture.
It's the best picture.
What picture? Let me see.
This is Montana's cat.
The best picture that no one can see. Maybe we'll post it on our Facebook page. We don't even use that thing anymore. We'll get that thing up somewhere.
Facebook.
Yeah. Well, our Facebook page is just very sparse right now.
Yeah.
But no one listens to this anyway, so we're good. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGFRadio. We're also TGFRadio on Twitter. Excuse me. Email us things, because you're not been watching at TGFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGFRadio.com. Closing statements around the table. Who wants to go first?
Surprise, I made it.
Yeah, and you might be back next week, too.
Very possible.
Yeah, okay. We'll count on it. Anybody else?
I'm good.
Okay.
Don't go ice skating in your car this weekend.
Yeah, just stay inside.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
It's way more fun inside. You got the internet, snacks, yeah. What else do you need? All right, we'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.